Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Chris Sessions again.
We're back.
If you're still watching, then you're insane because it's a podcast about crisps.
Oh, no.
Have you told anyone about this idea? Because at the time of recording, we've not put any out yet. Have you told anyone that we're doing a podcast about Chris?
I told my girlfriend, yeah. She called us a pair of paedophiles, which,
yeah.
You can't really argue. We're having a Chris project. I keep calling it a project as well. It's not a project, is it?
It sounds very artistic, though.
Yeah, I love saying it's a project about Chris. Oh, very noir.
The thing is, I've been joking about doing a Chris YouTube channel for ages, just that it'd be a stupid idea. And then for us to actually do it, people just aren't taking me seriously.
I know, but I got into a guy who ate Twinkies.
What, like small gay people? I think he was in the news.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. That's it. It's that Asian fella on Canal Street.
That's so funny. No, he eats like sweets and just reviews them.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think anyone is doing this. We're original, at least. We're probably not.
No, there'll be someone, won't there?
Yeah, it's probably an American guy with his chips channel.
Oh, yeah, fuck chips, mate. How do you feel about chips?
What, real chips?
No, American style.
The word chips instead of crisps.
Oh, that's, yeah, sacrilege, isn't it?
It's just the wrong word.
Yeah.
It's the same as football.
Soccer.
Yeah.
Fuck the Yanks, mate. But we've gone international today.
We have gone international. We've got some crisps that I don't think you've ever eaten before. Because 5 minutes ago, before we started recording, you said you hadn't. And also, they are Norwegian crisps.
See? We're highbrow.
Yeah.
It's not all squares and monster munchers. On here, mate. International.
I mean, we're only international because my girlfriend went on holiday to Norway. Brought me back some crisps.
That's a good present, though.
Yeah. Well, the first thing we've got to work out is what flavour they are. Because it says Ørsten Løk. Which I'm imagining is probably cheese and onion.
Løk. Ørsten Løk. Yeah. That always an Ør.
Løk.
Ødegaard.
Yeah, good. Right. What do you know about Norway?
Morten Gams Pedersen.
Yeah. Cultured left foot.
Yes. Oh, I found...
Still playing.
I found him on Champo 4.
All right,
before he was famous.
Yeah,
so you're all like, oh, and he's my guy.
Yeah.
Norwegian Premier League players, they just look good, don't they? They're just friendly faces.
So in the 90s, United had a load of Norwegian players.
Yeah.
So Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who is
20.
Number 20, famously. He's my favourite ever human. I love him so much.
Baby face assassin.
Henning Berg.
Yeah.
21. Yeah. Ronnie Johnson.
5.
19.
5.
Yeah. So when the 98 World Cup was on, and and then for a few years after, I supported Norway rather than England.
I was Norway on International Superstar Soccer.
Yes!
I was Norway. Here's how bad I am at games and life in general. So like you set the difficulty level, yeah. Amateur, semi-pro, professional, world-class, legendary, whatever.
Yeah.
I always set it to world-class, thinking that made you world-class.
Right, so you thought it made your players better.
Yeah, I thought it made your team amazing.
But you're in control.
So I used to just get battered on this game.
Yeah.
Like 8-0, 9-0. I'm terrible at games anyway.
Yeah.
Like, my... If I was to play FIFA, I've not played it in years, but when I did play it, my maximum would be professional.
Right,
yeah. I couldn't go any above that, world class or anything. It's just foreign to me.
Yeah.
So as a kid, when I'm really low functioning, I thought it made your team like boosted stats and stuff. I went, fuck, I'm going to be 8-0 on world class. It'll be 20 on amateur.
Yeah. I was so obsessed with football games. Like, I'm sure you did the same thing. But did you turn the commentary off so you could do your own commentary?
Oh, I've done that in the past. I've also done verbal team talks.
Yeah.
Like outside, like, come on, lads.
Yeah. If you miss a chance, even now on FIFA, I'll blame the player, not myself. Yeah. Like, I'm pressing the button. It's up to you to do the work.
I once fined Alan Shearer on this is Footy Manager 2 weeks' wages for the rest of his life, every 2 weeks, because he got a three.
He's not the type of player you want to piss off as well, Alan Shearer.
I know, yeah.
Him being one of the world's best ever strikers.
I think if you find a Norwegian player 2 weeks' wages, they just accept it.
My fault, Gaffer.
Gaffer, you're fair enough, you know.
I like how when Norwegian players come to England, and then if they play for Liverpool, they tend to get a bit of a Scouse accent. And if they play for United, they get a bit of a Manc accent.
Sting Bjørneby.
Yes.
Sting Inge Bjørneby.
Who else have
not? John Arne Riise.
John Arne Riise, yeah. It's been a lot of Northwest. Oh. Jan Molby, was he?
No, he's Swedish.
Is he Swedish?
Here's one. Oh, my God. Have you ever played this game? This is perfect crisp game. To bring it back to the script.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I've played this game in gaffs, right? So every Thursday, a few years ago, my mate used to do an open mic night in Manchester, music. But I'd just go and watch. And then we'd go here, get a couple of bags of Coke, right? And you know, this image of, like when I've told like my girlfriend or different people who've never had anything to do with drugs, that I used to do Coke quite a bit. They think I'm in like, you know, grungy toilets till six and, you know, you're cracked. And do you know that picture of falling, Bell and Birds back, lad? They think every session's like that. And it's only true for about 40% of it. But this is what I used to do every Thursday. It's unbelievable, this. So there's two games we used to play. One was Accents Bowl.
Okay. Is that like the Super Bowl?
No, you have two bowls.
Right.
Accents in one bowl.
Yeah.
And scenarios in another.
Oh, I love this game.
And you play up, you play it beaks up, and you have to guess each other's
accent and role.
And we was up till like 7 a.m. playing Accents Bowl. And his flatmate just hated us because it's on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Didn't have work on the Friday. Well, I had work, but he didn't have work on a Friday. So we'd just stay up till 7, 8, and I'd go straight to work, just doing all nighter. And his, obviously the bane of his life, saving us two, going, howdy, I need a doctor's appointment.
I've got herpes.
And they're like, okay, sir, you'll have to come inside. So we're just arsing about. And he's going to like, you know, like a 14-hour nursing shift. He was a nurse.
Oh.
And he's just like, the fuck he's playing at? Like, action ball, eh?
Oh, so he's just... He just lives in the house.
He just lives in the house. He's getting up for work at like 6 a.m. While we're still up.
Yeah.
Playing Accents Bowl. Another game we played. This is great for coach rides with a friend. Do you know what I mean? Or whatever, just to kill some time. Is you name three clubs in chronological order.
Yeah.
They don't have to be like, you know, in an exact row.
What do you mean chronological order?
So say, for example, I'd go... let me think of a player now. So say I'd go Newcastle, Man United, Blackburn Rovers.
Right, and I've got to work out
what the player is.
What the player is. Right, yeah, yeah. I used to do it on WhatsApp, but you'd screenshot the wiki clubs.
Yeah, so it's similar to that, but you just say...
Is that Andy Cole?
It was Andy Cole.
Yes! 17, then 9.
Yes. Yes. Very good, Andy Cole. Underrated Andy Cole.
Yeah, yeah, he's a great player.
Was he 24 for a bit? No. 17.
He was 17 at United, then he was number 9.
Yeah. And the best one I ever got, ever... Someone went, this guy went, fucking hell, you're prodigal at this, because he was a Spurs fan.
Wait. Because I'm thinking of the best one I've ever got. If this is the same person.
Right. I'll tell you the clubs.
Yeah.
Let me just get the order. It's Wimbledon, Liverpool, Tottenham.
Leonardson.
Oiled Leonardson.
Yeah. Yeah,
easy. I love Oiled Leonardson.
He was a good player because he was a Norwegian, so I loved him. And then he went to Liverpool. Yeah. I was like,
and he had the curtains.
A left winger, number 8.
Yeah, winger, yeah.
So we used to play that on WhatsApp, and the best one I got was Vinny Samways.
Who's that?
He's a fucking well old school player. And I only remember because on Champ Manager, he was like 48 and still playing in Spain.
Yes.
But yeah, that's one of my favourite ever games.
That is a fucking mint game to play.
Yeah. We didn't know what to this show was going to, our obsession was going to be. I think this is definitely the squad numbers episode.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favourite? Right, first of all, what are your rules on squad numbers? Football squad numbers, by the way.
So.
Not like army squad numbers.
Can't have a general, it's number 8642.
That's a power all day long.
So I say yes. Come on, Jaron Sutton.
Jaron Sutton, yeah.
9 and 10. So with squad numbers, I mean, some are ridiculous, like Aruna Kone 2.
Yeah, Samuel Eto'o had 2 for a while.
Yeah, and Milan Baros 5 and stuff.
William Gallas 10.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
The other one that's the worst one, Khalid Boularoo's 9.
Oh, yeah. Like, a 10. There's some centre-backs that can have a 10. Like, Lothar Matthäus can have a 10.
Oh, Matthäus can, yeah.
Because he's such a cultured centre-back.
Yeah, libero.
But no defender should ever be a 9.
No, full-back as well, predominantly for Chelsea.
It's just horrible. It ruins the game.
It does. I watch a lot of people play Football Manager. I know we've talked about Football Manager a lot. But when they auto number, I went, oh.
Oh, no. I want to be in charge of that.
So I have favourite numbers for players when I sign them on Football Manager.
Yeah.
Right? 17 for a hopefully South American. Yeah. Because I always give 7 to,
a maverick.
But someone who's come through the club, who's been there for a while.
Okay, yeah, I can understand that, yeah.
They start off with 7. Yeah, you're Beckhams.
You're Kewls.
So you start off that, but if you get a mega signing, then I'm thinking shirt sales.
Yeah.
But some people are 10 and some people are 7. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
so there's rules like that. 17 is great. Leandro Lima, Football Manager 2007. I cannot play with him without 17. It's Leandro Lima 17. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
LL 17.
So I had I think I've talked about him, John Rhys. John Rhys is the greatest new gen ever.
4?
He was 4. He was a defensive midfielder. He was 4. He came through and he was amazing. I retired that squad number. Not from that game, but from all the other games I played. I stopped having number 4. No one will ever be as good as John Rhys.
I love that.
So, like, I played other Football Managers as Milan. Nah, no one can. If someone's got the 4, I take it off them.
What if, by chance, you had a regen called Reese? Would you say that's his son?
Oh, I would do, yeah, if yeah.
Oh, you get a regen called Reese, man.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Well, one of the new potential owners, one of the people involved, is called John Reese. What's the Manchester guy? The fucking
Miles Jacobson.
No, the people who buy United.
Oh, right. Jim Ratcliffe.
Yeah, Jim Ratcliffe. His number two is called John Rhys.
Oh.
And in my head, I'm like, he's come back to buy the club. He's a local lad and he's got a former player with him.
That is some trajectory. From academy to owning Man United.
And if anyone can do it, it's John Rhys.
Another defensive midfielder who has gone on to be a multi-millionaire and had a good defensive midfielder number.
Yeah.
Matthew Flamini, 16.
Yeah, 16. Because of Keane and
because
Carrick.
Because of Keane and Carrick.
It is different. I will always have number 20 as a striker. Maybe not first team, because of Solskjaer.
Yeah, I can see that. 32 as well.
Yeah, 32 is a good number.
32 is a good number to have a footy manager.
Yeah. I hate how some goalkeepers have like 99.
No, I don't
like...
The
stupid numbers are just
I don't
annoying.
Like any sort of... do you know the one who gets away with it a bit? Kvicha, 77.
Who's 77?
Kvicha.
Oh, for Napoli. Napoli. Yeah.
That, because he's got such a long name.
Yeah. He needs a long number.
It should say 77. Hyphenated. There's. I mean, some people are so old school, like where the right back two, left back three. Now, where are you at centre half? Are you 4 and 5 or 5 and 6?
Ideally, I'm going 5 and 6.
I'm 5 and 6.
I will accept a 4. And I will accept a 3 at centre back. I will not accept a 2 at centre back.
Oh, do you know who was the raison d'etre of 3 at centre back?
Maldini.
Well, he played left back as well.
He played left back a lot, yeah.
Lucio as well.
Yes. It's a Brazilian in Brazil, 3 is centre back and 6 is left back.
Lucio. Yeah, 6. See, that's what I mean.
I
sometimes have 6. 6, for me, unless you're a hairy ass centre back, you've got to be a left footed defender.
Yeah.
6
to
me is left footed.
Yeah. You can be a midfielder as well.
Yeah, but I tend to think I like him as a left footer. Yeah. 6.
How many people do you reckon are still listening to this?
People will know what we mean.
Some people will.
There'll be some person somewhere.
There'll be some people going, these are fucking morons. And it's true. I am aware how stupid it is that I'm so obsessed with squad numbers. But I can't help it.
Yeah. 8 is my captain.
Yeah. 8 is a central player.
Mm. I've had some controversial ones in the past. Because they are exceptions to the rule. I do have foundation of rules.
Yeah.
But sometimes there is an anomaly there.
There's a bit of flexibility sometimes.
So I have Owen Garvin, my hero.
Yeah.
Box to box midfielder.
That's pure eight.
It is pure 8, but he was 7.
Yeah, you can have a 7.
Kante, 7.
Yeah, or Brian Robson.
Oh, Robson, 7. Oh, my God, yeah. Owen Garvin.
That's what Owen Garvin is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love Owen Garvin.
Oh, my God, it's so weird, the relationships that you make with people that you've never met just because of a game based on a spreadsheet.
Oh, it's so good, don't it?
It's the best, man.
But I like having... a 9 and a 7 up front, or 7 can be right wing, can't really be left wing to me. I think that's good.
I think it could be a right footed left winger.
Yeah, I think.
But they can't be an out and out Ryan Giggs.
Because it's Beckham and Giggs for me.
Yeah. But Ronaldo, because he's cutting in.
Yeah,
like you can have an 11 on the right if they're left footed.
And I'll tell you what's a good number. For a very. And he's got to be. Don't know why this is. The left-hand side of a front two, 14, because of Henry.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, I was just thinking 40. And Cruyff. It's all
it's just flair, isn't it?
It's a left-sided attacker.
It's flairy.
Yeah.
And
what's your least favourite number? What a question. What's your least favourite number, Jamie?
I don't like 15.
Don't you? No. Have I told you my Jesper Blomqvist story?
No, go on.
So, when I was a kid, I got the United top for my birthday, and I was only 11, and they had a deal on at the Megastore where you could go and get your name printed free. So I went the next day with my stepdad, and yes, for Blomqvist was in the queue with us. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's Blomqvist. It's like Place United Mint. And then we got to the front, and the woman said, oh, you can't have free printing. That deal's over. I was like, oh, and yes, for Blomqvist went, put it on my account. I was like, oh, amazing. And he looked down and went, who do you want on your shirt? And I looked up and went, Keane.
That's so good.
I'm in fucking Blomqvist on my shirt, am I?
Yeah, 15 don't sit right with me.
Poborska. It's a squad player, isn't it?
Poborska.
Yeah.
Where are you on? Where do you stand on second goalies?
See, I'm a traditionalist. I'll go with 13.
Yeah.
But to be honest, a goalkeeper can have either one or any number above 11 for me.
But odd.
Ideally odd. Ideally odd.
A goalie with an even number. I'm not. How can I trust you? How can I trust you when you've got an even number on your back? It's fucking mental.
They do say that goalkeepers are different. They are odd.
They are.
So maybe that's why.
Oh my God, that is it. We've cracked the case. Can you think of any even goalies?
Barthez for France was 16.
Oh, nice. Yeah. God, that's good. Fuck me, that was good, man. Mate, I can see him kissing Blanc. 16.
Yeah. No, Blanc kissing him on the head.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I'll live for that bar test 16. And
on the front of his shirt, and the little square numbers.
Yeah. Who was that number one?
It was, I think he played for West Ham. Was it Lima?
Oh, Lima, yeah.
Maybe Lima or something like that. He didn't play, but I think he got banned, maybe. But yeah. I was talking to the other day because we were on the coach to watch United, and everyone was talking about what their favourite United kits are. And basically, I think the only reason a kit is good or remembered as good is because the team is good. Mm. If the team was shit, it's a shit kit. And I can't understand how people can't see that.
Yeah, my worst United kit is when we didn't win the league, 09-10.
Yeah, the V.
Because we only won the League Cup that year.
Yeah, I think. That was when they started having AIG as well and the sponsors.
It's not, do you know what I liked? Do you know what looks good? Veron 4 in white Vodafone.
Veron 4, oh, I loved Veron when he first came. He was so good, Veron, and then he went really shit. His first five games, he was amazing, and then he was awful.
Four, what a comeback four made.
Yeah. He had no business wearing four there.
The comeback of four, though, from the doldrums of the 90s obscurity.
From David May
to Veron.
Seven, Veron. David May changed his number as well. He went from four to 14, so Veron could have four.
Do you know four? The pioneer of four, Bruce as a centre-back.
Yeah.
But I mean two more flamboyance.
Oh, okay.
Because when Vieira got four, it was like centre-midfield in four.
Yeah.
God, what else has Wenger changed? They're eating...
How continental.
They're eating pasta. Yeah. And he's got four as a midfielder.
Get back to your own country. We don't want that foreign muck here. Them foreign numbers. With the Acatra.
that sort of set a whole world in motion of Makélélé 4.
Yeah.
And he was the epitome of a 4 of the mid-noughties era.
Yeah. He's going to tackle and he's going to give it away. He's going to give it to his teammate.
I love Makélélé, man.
Yeah. Just neat and tidy.
Yeah, I just loved breaking up play and stuff.
Yeah.
Loved. Just such a four, man.
Yeah. He's John Rhys all day.
Oh, sitting in front of the back four. Chelsea on footy manager at 06, 07. So hard to beat. Do you know players who really suit the numbers?
Mm.
Right, I'll tell you really suited his number. The epitome of this number. If I see it when I'm playing roulette, I go, oh, yeah. Here we go. Balak 13.
Yo, yeah, not many players can pull off a 13.
Oh, he pulls off 13.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
I'd say the only players that come to mind with 13 is Michael Ballack and Park Ji-sung.
Oh, Park, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no other 13s, really.
Do you know why Park suited 13? Because, it's unfashionable. I don't care about the number. I just want to run for the team, man.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He can have any number.
Yeah, I'll put my own feelings aside, my own desires aside.
I mean, he could have...
I'd take 7, but look, someone else can have it.
Listen, I don't want 7. Give that Ronaldo. I want to get my shorts muddy.
Yeah, where is Son? He's all about 7.
He's all about 7. He's all about that bass. No treble.
No treble. Should we talk about these crisps?
Yes, Norwegian crisps.
So I think the first thing we've got to do is work out what flavour they are.
Right.
The brand is Potet Gull.
Colour-wise,
they look plain. The crisps on the bag, I mean.
Look plain. The colouring suggests paprika, but I don't see the colouring of the packet.
Yeah.
Suggests a hint of spice, but the crisps themselves look plain. So Ushton look could be ready and salted.
Ready and salted. Plain and boring, right.
I'm very excited. A new crisp, a new dawn.
They look plain again in real life.
Oh, there's definitely a look. I'm getting a lot of Urst.
Too much Urst, if anything. These are very Ursty.
There's a hint of look. The look. I mean, I wouldn't know it without reading it, but there is look there.
I mean, I have just realised something. I'm beginning to think these might be cheese and onion. First of all, because the taste of cheese and onion. Also, there's cheese and onion all over the packet. Yeah. We hadn't noticed.
The colouring, though. That's not cheese and onion colour. Red, sand, no. Green or blue? Cheese and onion.
Again, I'm a traditionalist. I prefer a green, but I'll take a blue.
Really?
It's only Walkers that have cheese and onions blue. Everyone else does it.
And they used to be green. They rebranded.
Wow. We learned so much on this podcast, don't we?
The great 98 rebrand.
Have I told you the crisp fact? I don't know if we've talked about it.
I know a crisp fact.
Do you know that all crisps go out of date on a Saturday?
Saturday? I was going to say! Why is that?
I don't know. Does anyone know? If you work at Walker's or a crisp place, let us know. But I wonder if these go out of date on a Saturday. Let's work out what a fucking exciting podcast this is.
No, do Norwegian crisps go on Saturday?
20th of July. When's the 20th of July? I don't really expect you to know. I'm just going to Google.
Oh, that's a Monday.
Is it?
Think. Double check.
It's a Thursday.
Oh, you dirty Scandinavian bastards.
Outraged. I've got to write off Norway now.
Oh, God. You 16-pound of no wonder your pints are so expensive. Your crisps going out there on a Thursday. Because they can't stop the bars for a Saturday night. Yeah. Because they're all out of date, so they hike the wet sails up. Oh my God, it's all coming into place now.
Yeah. Maybe it's something to do with the weather, how it's always daylight for ages and night for ages. I don't know. I'm a bit sad.
I'm disgusted.
It's definitely a UK thing, though. All Christians in the UK go out of date on a Saturday.
One of my favourite ever moments happened relating to crisp facts. The proudest I've ever been in my dad.
Okay.
My dad used to be the TV repairman of Gorton.
Right.
Official title.
The way you said that, of Gorton, it sounds like he's like a serial killer. The repairman of Gorton.
Oh, like there's one in every town. So he was the TV repairman. Do you remember in primary school, sorry, where you get to watch a video in assembly?
Yeah.
And they're wheeling the video. Well, we were due to watch Come Outside, right. You know, Pippin the dog and...
Oh, I thought you meant like a porno. I think I've seen that.
Have you seen Come Outside?
No.
Look up, look down, look all around.
No, still not seen it.
You've not seen Come Outside?
No. Should we get up on it?
It's one of the best things of all time. This woman flies a spotted plane with a dog. And goes to, like, museums. Search crisp. See if it's on YouTube.
What?
Search Come Outside Crisps.
Oh, it's got crisps.
There's a crisp episode, yeah.
This one?
Let's see. Oh my god, this is... I'm actually going to cry.
So there's a dog. Oh, I do remember this. Yeah.
So this very episode. Maybe this is why I have so much attachment to crisps now, because it reminds me of when I was proud of my dad.
Why? So why were you proud of your dad? Because of this?
So the reel in the video.
Yeah.
It's not working.
Oh. Who are you going to call?
TV repairman are gone.
Put a signal up in the sky. A TV. As soon as you put it up, you turn around and you go, I'm here.
It's all fuzzy. Yeah. The signal's all fuzzy. You just bang it. So the door's open like...
Is that actually known as the pirate video maker of... Don't know, what's
open
that?
Shot. So he comes in. He fixes the teller.
Yeah.
And the whole room cheers. It's like...
Yeah! Jamie!
And I go, that's my dad. What does your dad do? My dad does that.
Yeah.
He fixes tellers.
My dad brings joy.
They tell you when you... So, that's why my mum and dad split up initially. Because my mum said, it's either
because
me
she
or...
Was breaking tellers.
No, she said, Michelle, she threw a telly at him once. That was funny. She said, I overheard them break up, which was harrowing. I was sat on the stairs and go, I wonder what they're talking about. My mum went, look, I'm leaving you. I went, oh, shit. Such a bad earwig. But she said such a funny phrase. Like, such a stupid phrase to say in the height of an argument. Do you ever catch yourself arguing over something so minuscule?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Not even with a girlfriend, but even with a friend. Or like just arguing over something. Why is this even a debate?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My mum said the phrase with so much sincerity, it still makes you laugh to this day. She went, it's me or the tellies.
And he's like, listen, tellies have been around all my life. Tellies would never make me choose.
Me or the tellies is class.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I love stupid arguments. We had a massive row about 6 months ago because he said that Paul Scholes had always been a midfielder, and I said no. In his first couple of years, he played up front.
We did.
And it was a huge row, and he'd like...
A brace on his debut.
At one point, I was like, are we going to have a fight? It was like that bad. I was like, this is the stupidest thing we've ever argued about.
Yeah, he got a brace against Port Vale, didn't he? Up front. Yeah.
18, and then back to 22 when he came back.
Yeah. Nicky Butt was 24 for a bit as well, I think.
Yeah, 2019 as well.
Yeah.
God,
and
eight. People.
And eight.
This is so niche. I thought a podcast about crisps was going to be niche. But the episode about crisps and squad numbers.
And we'll just sort of say, oh, Leonardson.
Eight.
That's a segue.
Oh, if people aren't into squad numbers, it's just us listing numbers and names.
Camps Pedersen's a good 12.
He's a great 12. You've got to be left footed for a 12.
Oh, you see.
Phil Neville was a good 12. It's a good utility player.
Oh, yeah. Henri for France, 12. Yeah. That's a good 12. And at first, I was unsure about the old Henri 12 thing because he was so associated as 14.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I don't know how I'm going to cope. And then it kind of worked.
Yeah, yeah. It's some numbers getting used to.
Do you know what I love when we're talking about numbers now and people who just suit them? Trezeguet, 20.
That's a good 20, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a striker's
number 20. It's not a Solskjaer 20, but it's a good 20.
Van Persie, 20.
Oh, Van Persie. Oh, I love Van Persie, man.
You know, even though it's an iconic one, I don't think it's suited, is Ruud van Nistelrooy number 10.
Oh, really?
Even though he's a striker, he should have been a 9. Mm. He's a 9 all day.
The thing is, though, Venegor of Hesselink 9 doesn't work.
Right.
The length,
again, long name, he's a long number.
The length of name, because it looks too all-encompassing. Yeah. You need some structure behind the shirt.
Yeah.
You need that one. You need that second digit.
I think Venegor of Hesselink is just being a dick there. He could just have Hesselink on his shirt.
Oh, no, yeah.
He's just
being
a bit of a prick, isn't he?
Yeah, there's no need for it, is there?
Yeah.
Don't like him. I was Celtic once and never played him. Sean Maloney, 28, he was good.
What else do you know about Norway?
They have a little line through that O.
Yep. That was literally you going, there's some crisps. They have a line through the O there.
They were in Scotland and Brazil's group at 98 World Cup.
They were. They got through the group.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they got knocked out in the next round. I had a Norway shirt for that World Cup because I just didn't. I was never really bothered about England, and maybe recent years I've been, but I always just preferred Norway. I support them.
I'd fantasize. I always scout Norwegian clubs. You know, your Rosenberg, your Molds.
You Rosenberg,
you Molds. Do you know if you had to like pick a career trajectory for yourself? You know, fantasize like,
yeah.
Because I always fantasize about an English fantasy, like a British one, and then a European one. And the European one's always Norwegian or Dutch,
right?
So I start off at Molde or Rosenberg,
yeah,
or whatever, and then you transfer to a mid-table Premier League club and then end up at United and stuff. Do you have a career trajectory that you'd like clubs you'd like to play for?
What if I was a player?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, my dream was always be United and stay at United forever. But I know what you mean. I'd like to start at a League Two club.
League Two?
Yeah. If I was a footballer, I couldn't play for United. I'd want to play in as many countries as I could. Mm. Like, there's Latin approach rather than Messi. Just staying at, I know he played for two clubs now, but just one club all the time. I think it's important to experience different cultures.
Do you know, like, I fantasise in the shower a lot?
Yeah, yeah.
I fantasise about being Leicester's title winner in 2016.
Okay. So you're the Jamie Vardy?
I'm like the Jamie Vardy, but I'm 16.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I decided to stay at the club on the last day with a pitch side interview. And I'm like, you know, Rooney, do you know what I mean? I'm the hottest property in world football. And I'm like, I'm staying for another year.
Signing your contracts on the pitch.
Yeah, just like for legend. And then I go to United, and when I come back, I'm like this to, you know, the crowd at the King Power.
Not celebrating
goals.
They're all clapping you on the pitch, and you're like, I've got to stay professional. But
do you know, I really, really love being humble in fantasies. Do you know, I fantasize about playing against a city that's just had a terror attack.
So, like, you're playing Arsenal on the 8th of July.
Scoring against them.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Going against New York Red Bull, then doing that celebration, that plane celebration.
After Dunblane doing the baby one. Oh no.
Jamie, we're doing it again.
I know, but I've always... I'll say there's been a murdered child or whatever, and the pre-match is all the minute silence.
Yeah.
I always have, like, tears in my eyes, and I score a mint goal winner, and all the players are celebrating. I'm captain. I bollock them for celebrating. I go, hey, respect. Respect.
Was there a picture of the dead kid on the
black
armband?
Black armband. Respect. Respect. Come on. And then, like, the fan, they shake my hand after and that.
Yeah, yeah. I love a minute silence at football. There are too many of them. There's minute silence now for everything. But the roar after a minute silence is so good. I think it's the best roar in football. Like, because everyone just pent up and just,
yeah,
it's great. Really, we've just all been thinking about dead people for a minute, and now we're going, fucking come on, twat him.
I always, you get intrusive thoughts in minute silences, don't you?
Yeah.
It's like being in a lift, isn't it?
What?
Do you know when a lift is just a concentrated silence?
Right, yeah.
I always laugh in lifts.
Really?
I burst out laughing in lifts.
Because of how stupid it is.
Just how like it gets quieter, silence gets quieter.
Right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, oh, we're all going down, and I just think, you know, when you just get things, like, I wonder who the last person in this lift was to fart. Do you know what I mean? Just daft things like that in my head.
Yeah.
I've had crying fits in lifts. I find them hilarious.
I imagine some people must have been very freaked out by just you on your own and them on their own, and you pissing yourself laughing at nothing.
I was in a lift once. What's a good crisp for a lift? Can't go cheesy, can you?
I mean,
you can't bring out your Erston look on a lift.
I mean, I'm only in a lift with Chris if I'm walking. So really, the question is, what's a good walking crisp? Because I wouldn't think, oh, I'm in a lift, I'll get some crisp, or I'll get some crisp for the lift.
I'd say nothing too dusty, so not your Cheetos or...
No.
And nothing too...
You don't want to mess up the buttons.
And not odd-shaped.
No, you need a classic, don't you?
Really,
you need a
classic.
Walkers.
You're doing, I mean, and it all makes sense.
The perfect walking crisp. That's why they call walkers.
Come on.
Imagine if that's the reason.
They're good for when you're walking. What are you talking about?
Right, if anyone's at Walkers, we've got an idea for an advert.
Gary Lineker, walking.
I'm going to go for a walk, but what crisps should I use?
I was in a lift once, and it was hammered after work. It was like a work lift. And this fucking girl, I hated her. Can't stand this girl I work with.
Yeah.
And she had like a really strong Bolton accent. Like, oh, not having that long there. You know, like proper yonner sort of.
Right. I mean, that wasn't a Bolton accent, but
well, you know,
I know
what
you mean.
You know what I mean? She was just like proper forceful and over the top.
Like Paddy McGuinness, Peter Kay.
Yeah, but really deep voice. And right. She was just massive. She was fucking horrible. You know, wear like skin tight leggings that didn't fit, and it's just God, she was horrible.
I think there should be rules for people that are over a certain weight. Like there should be like sanctions. Like, right, you're not allowed this until you lose. I also, and this may be a bit controversial, I think once people get too fat, we should send them to fat prison, where they have to stay until they lose weight, and if they don't lose weight enough, then they go to the fat zoo, where people just get to laugh at them.
The fat zoo.
the fat people zoo. And basically, all they've got to do there is exercise, and they can come out when they've lost some weight. But until then, people just look and... Like,
do not feed the animals, please. For God's sake.
No, in fact, you are encouraged to feed the animals, because we've got to know that they can say no. So you can, like, throw donuts at them, and if they eat them, they got to stay in for longer. I think it'd work. I think it'd make some money.
I mean, it cost a lot.
Nah, I just buy like a normal zoo that they don't need anymore. Yeah. There's a lot of animals going extinct now.
A derelict zoo to make it for fat people.
But put them in all the same exhibits. So like, some have got to go in the penguin bit.
Yeah. The reptile house.
Yeah, really where you want to be is like the gorilla bit, because you've got all the exercise equipment.
And you got room. It's outdoors, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but they've got the inside
bit. Oh, they've got the inside bit, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the, like, the snake bit.
Oh, I hate snakes, man.
Too hot.
I just don't like snakes.
Well, there'll be no snakes in there.
I know, but the thought of...
We're not, like, sharing. Oh, that would be better, though, actually.
No, because I think there'd be... You never know with a snake. Have I ever told you about my fucking... When I had a panic attack over a snake?
No, was it in a lift?
No, it was in me, the foot of my granddad's bed. So I used to sleep with my grand and granddad.
Is this... I was about to say, is this the same granddad that used to drown you?
Yeah.
Did he throw snakes at you?
Go on, team, you beat your record. How many snakes can you avoid?
How many snake bites can you do? Right, 12 is a new record for Jamie.
Get in. Get in, lad.
Propping it in the mouth. So you used to sleep with your nan and granddad?
In their room, in a single bed.
Right, okay, all right.
So their bed.
Not like spooning.
No. Not how many times I asked. I've been sleeping with my brother this week.
I hope someone does an out-of-context thing for us.
He's broken my bed, so I've been sad to sleep with my brother. Because my dad's making my bed now, fixing it.
Right.
He was from the TV repairman to the bed repairman.
He can fix anything.
He can fix anything.
Apart from a marriage.
If only he was a marriage repairman, I've got him.
Has so he managed good. To fix his broken heart?
Oh, so funny. Oh, he could fix anything apart from his broken heart. Oh my God, that's the end of a really bad novel, that, isn't it? Yeah. That was so good. I ought to get 4 stars in Edinburgh, just that line. Oh, that's fucking funny, man. That is going to be his epitaph. Could fix anything except his broken heart. Oh, God. That's so good. What was I saying?
So you've been sleeping with your brother?
Yeah, because my bed's broke. Yeah, snakes.
You broke it, shagging your brother.
Well, it was him jumping on me.
Right, yeah.
Because
yeah.
He obviously beats me up famously. And he just went right through the bed. So I ordered a bed weeks ago. It's been there for weeks. But I not had the heart to put it together.
Yeah. Just and also...
I lack the cognitive skill.
Yeah, you haven't got the
ability.
The dexterity.
No.
You're a man who can't use pepper. I wouldn't trust you with an Allen key.
And it was only came to light. I only found out this week that you could buy pre-built beds.
Right.
I never knew that was a thing.
I mean, how did they get them in your house? Like, how big is it?
That's what I mean.
Is it a single bed?
Single bed, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing at all.
How much building have you got to do in it, really? Like,
no, there's loads of screws in that.
Oh, really?
Because I opened it and I went, oh, it's just... My mum went, you've got no chance.
Yeah.
You won't do it. My mum's a really, you know, puts me down.
Sorry, Dad. Yeah.
You'll
never fix that telly.
Throw the remote at him.
Yeah. The internet's taking over.
Yeah, you call that colour. You're not HD ready. So I said to him, well, it's just bed Lego, isn't it?
It's just bed Lego.
The instructions there.
Yeah.
And then I opened it and went, oh, this is, I have not got the facilities for this big man.
Yeah, yeah.
So I rang my dad. So I was sleeping. I was sleeping on a broken mattress, like springs and stuff, and it's horrible. So my idea was, I'll just put my new mattress on top of my old bed.
Right.
And so I was sleeping really high up, but I kept slipping off because I kept the polythene bag on.
Right. On the mattress?
Yeah, so I was sleeping on that. So I was just slipping, sliding off. So I had to sleep with my brother. But now, my dad is...
Why don't you just take the cover off?
I don't know. Just, it seemed like the right thing to do at the time.
Because you're going to put it on your new bed, right?
Yeah, I'm putting it on the new bed without the polythene on. Yeah. But I thought, as a temporary solution, I'll sleep with the bag on so I don't ruin it.
Right.
I don't stain it or whatever.
You can put sheets on it though, right?
Yeah, but... no.
That's what you're going to do eventually.
I'm not a massive fan of sheets.
would you be?
I'm not oversold on them.
So you just sleep on a bare mattress?
No, I sleep on a sheet, but right. when it rips halfway off, I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I like it half on and half off.
Right, okay.
Because then you find a little bit. And...
So you like that, and yet you're choosing to sleep on the polythene bag?
At the moment.
At the moment.
Because it's temporary. Because I'm like, oh my God, this is uncomfortable now. But in a week's time, yeah. I'm going to feel the benefits of this.
It's like taking your coat off when you come in.
That's exactly it. Oh, don't take
that polythene bag off or you won't feel the benefit.
That's what I mean. But I'm sometimes in hotels, I'm like, this is too clean.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
No. Not at all.
I'm not a massive... I think fresh bedding's so overrated and...
Oh, no. No. Fresh bedding's the best. I'll tell you what is the worst, and this happens regularly. My girlfriend is, like, the cleanest woman alive. She's, like, obsessed with cleaning and tidying and stuff. And she takes the covers off and washes them, but then every single time we forget and get to bed and there's no covers on, and it's so... disheartening. And then we've got to do it all before we go to bed.
You would not live in my world, mate. You would be disgusted at how infrequently I change my bedding.
When was the last time you changed your bedding? Have you ever changed your bedding?
Yeah, but I mean, not this calendar year.
Okay, we're now in May. That's 5 months.
Maybe sort of like a winter change.
A winter, as you do it annually. Yeah. I'll be honest, when I was at uni, my second year at uni, I didn't change my sheets once.
Yeah.
In the whole year. But that was in my real scruffy days.
I live better in scruff.
Right.
I don't like
it's
the
your
clean.
Brand.
I don't like the clean, though. I like cans and empty crisp packets on the floor and stuff.
So, whereas some people go, let's light a few candles.
Yeah.
You'll go, let's get a few empty cans.
Yeah, can we get some crumbs out? I like mess. I feel more at home there, you know.
What's the best crisp to have in squalor?
The go-to squalor crisp is what's it's good.
I was going to say what's it.
Because
you've got the smell.
And the dust in your chest air.
Yeah, yeah.
All over your fingers. And you wipe on your sheets.
It's the perfect place to eat Watsits. Is a place that you have no respect for.
Yeah, Watsits are proper overweight, living at home.
Yeah.
Balding.
No respect for yourself.
No respect for yourself.
Not had a good memory since your dad fixed the telly.
What's it? Are such low self-esteem, Chris. They are not. You're not a go-getter with a what's it.
No, you don't see Alan Sugar eating what's it.
You're either a child or you are a broken man.
Yeah, you've given up.
Oh, if you see a grown man eating what's it, like, oh no.
Yeah, especially like a big bag of what's it.
Oh, big bag of what's it.
If you see a bloke in a shop with a big bag of what's it, you go, he's going home to an empty house tonight.
I've been hoodwinked by a Russian bride.
Yeah.
That is the Christmas.
Yeah, I've been hoodwinked or about to be hoodwinked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have given money to a woman on the internet.
Yeah.
Or a man on the internet portraying a woman.
Yeah. Exactly. You think you're friends with OnlyFans girls.
I think it's the lowest self. I think it's the lowest societal crisp.
It is. It's the It's right. It's the bottom rung.
I think it could be an insult. Like, I was a bit of a what's it eater.
You eat what's it?
Oh, you what's it eater?
Scruff.
Fucking what's it eater, eh?
Oh, but you know what? The thing is, though, I do like Watsits.
I love Watsits.
But now you've put that in my head, I'll probably never eat them again.
I love Watsits, but I've moved on to Cheetos.
Okay,
because
yeah,
I'm like, there's a bit more fucking...
Respectability.
Respectability.
Yeah.
But do you know what?
I think it's because it's not as dusty.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think what...
And also the cat's got sunglasses on, so he's cool.
Yeah. What's it driving me for CEX? The shop?
Yeah. Yeah. I reckon like 70% of what's it's now are consumed in CEX. Or by employees of CEX.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's such a CEX Christmas. They are a gamer's Chris. Man.
They're a gamer's Chris. Yeah, 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 yeah. They're a single man's Chris.
Oh, they are the single man.
You know, yeah, you're never going to see a Tory with a bag of Wotsits.
What's a single woman crisp?
I'm going to go with Snacker Jacks.
Oh, my God. What a shout that is.
Because low calorie.
Yeah.
And they're all like... I'm watching my weight, so I'll just have...
Yeah, it's proper office woman, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's proper office woman.
Yeah, yeah. Been on a diet for 8 years.
Every fad diet.
If anything.
Every fad diet.
Yeah. I just don't know why I'm not losing weight. Yeah. All I'm eating is Snacker Jacks, when really she's going home and having like 8.
Still on plenty of fish. I have plenty of fish, Chris.
Yeah. Goes to Weatherspoon on a Saturday with her mates, has 3 bottles of wine and cries home.
Yeah, wears glasses for a phone and does a phone like that.
Yeah, does a phone like that and has got that phone cover that folds like a book.
Reads books on child abuse.
Yeah, and autobiographies. Yeah. Really into autobiographies.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. So like from A Child Called It about some fucking kid who was abused by the parents and stuff.
But also... Katie Price, living my best life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, proper loose women.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a perfect shout, that Snacker Jacks for a single woman.
We've been quite insulted with our crisps today, haven't we?
Listen, it's a broad spectrum. There's going to be compliments. There's going to be insults.
There's going to be controversy. If you can't handle the controversy...
Yeah. Put your Wotsits down and stop commenting.
Yeah. Yeah, anyone who leaves a negative comment.
Yeah, what's it eating?
Why don't you wipe your crumbs off your fingers, your orange crumbs?
You're not getting that all over your laptop, are you? Crummy. Or do you have what's it gloves now?
I reckon as well with the standard what's it, they often, as they're living in the squalor, they're cesspits of what's it. They'll also have, there'll be a lot of cum with bits of Wotsits in. Like, come with a slightly orange flair.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That would be horrible, man.
Just on, like, a sock, and it's just got a mixture of both.
Proper out of breath, proper jowls.
Yeah.
That sort of clean... I get it, like, a double chin like that.
Yeah.
They proper get them, don't they? Yeah. Proper neck beard, just scruffy neck beard.
Yeah,
that's
That's
not well kept or anything.
Tucking the... belly into their jeans.
Oh, yeah.
I love seeing that.
Oh, their shirt all right up.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I have started to do this comfortable. You know? It's so comfortable. You do look like you're about to get a multi-pack of Wotsits, but it's so comfortable.
I mean, the reason you're doing it is because you've had too many Wotsits.
Yeah. But I look, because I was when I went from medium to large in clothes.
Yes.
Years ago. But I was like, oh, this is, I'm putting on weight now. And Joe, when I look back at myself, I'm like, because I used to be rake thin.
Yeah.
And then when I went from medium to large, I went, oh, I need to do something about this weight. And now my shirt's all right up. And it really took me to really, really put the Wotsits down. And go, I'm an XL now.
Yeah. I remember that when you did it and you said to me, I had to have a word with myself and buy new clothes. And my point was, I think the word with yourself should be, go to the gym. The buying new clothes isn't really the solution you should be going for.
It's an enabler.
Yeah. Right, no messing about now. I'm an XL. Starting Monday, I'm an XL.
Coming into work, I'm an XL. No, I can't. I'm
right.
XL.
If anyone's got any large clothes, not for me, honestly. Honestly, no, I'm not joking. No large. I'm an XL and I'm sticking to it.
such fake inspiration in it. Do you heard about Jamie? He's gone XL.
He's gone XL, has he?
Good on him.
Good on him.
Good on him. He deserves it.
Yeah, well, I'm just a bit of a yo-yo sizer.
And the Norwich sizes.
Oh. Well, I think that rounds up.
It was a very good episode.
Yeah.
Norwegian Chris.
Norwegian Chris, squad numbers.
Oiled Leonardson, broken beds.
What's it?
Broken marriages.
I wonder if one day we'll ever stick on a topic.
Oh, my dad could so slip into What's It's, man. I'm proud he's not.
Do you reckon maybe he's secretly in What's It's? He sounds like a What's It's kind of guy.
I think.
Has he moved on to a new love?
No, he lives with his mum.
With his mum.
And I live with my mum. Just right. Generations of failed men.
Living in What's It crumbs and cum. Broken beds. Broken family. Dreams.
I'll tell you, one more thing for the single man. What's It's at home, scampy fries in the pub.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right there.
I think they're like... I think it's like flirtatious. I'm a bit different.
I'm a bit of a character, what can I say?
I think it's proper like, I don't know if you've noticed, I've just dropped the fruit machine. It's a single bloke over 40's idea of...
culture.
Of culture. Oh, God.
I think I'll eat these scampi fries al fresco.
For the second marriage night.
I think people who get scampi fries in a pub, if they're in a group, are the worst. Because they are not sharing Chris.
They're not sharing Chris.
And I think you're just being selfish.
I love them, but they're not sharing Chris.
No, you've got to eat them on your own, I think.
You'd have... and if you do get them as part of the group, get a sharing packet for the group.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If you want scampi fries, we can't...
You can't
argue that. Yeah, it's fine.
But get some squares, some Monster Munch for everyone else.
Get a ripper.
Yeah.
You can't share a scampi fry, man.
No.
Can't put your hand in another man's scampi fry bag. It's too intimate.
Especially if they've got remnants of What's It Does
somewhere. Do you know if someone just goes, do you want one?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not that close.
No.
I mean, people have known for 10 years or
You may
more.
As well say to me, do you want me to wipe? Will you wipe my ass for me?
Yeah. It's
the same level of disgust.
Someone over 10 years of knowing, and I'm like, oh, not really.
Yeah, I shouldn't.
Because it's you.
But you've got to have a few beers as well. Inhibitions are gone.
Yeah, but like a friend of a friend, first meeting, do you want a scampi fry? I'd go, we've brought him. The scampi sharer.
Is he on a register?
I'm not sure about him.
Don't ring him again.
Don't ring him again. Why?
next time you ring him, is that fucking scampi fries couldn't come in?
Don't ring him again. Why? Share his scampi fries.
Offered me a fucking scampi fry. Disgusting.
No, awful being.
Look, if you want to do that in your own home, fine, but just don't involve me.
Oh, listen, that's how they call Oscar Wilde. Scampi fries. I have nothing to declare but my genius. And some scampi fries. Don't want. Arrested instantly. Rightly so.
Rightly so. Illegal.
Get into Reading prison.
Right, I think that's the end.
The end.
Well done.
Four.
Just having a good being a laugh.
Well done.
Well done, yeah.
Being well adjusted.
Oh, I'm certainly not that. Well done for a passable chat that we can put on the internet.
Yes.
And some people might like.
I wonder if anyone's listening now. I'd be amazed. Well done for sticking this.
If they are listening, they're certainly not enjoying it.
Oh, no. They're enduring it.
Right, well, if you are listening, please listen again. we'll keep chatting shit, really, until you tell us to stop.
Just didn't look.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.